Welcome to Four Geeks and a Pizza, our second mini-sode. I'm joined here today by Jason Revington, the ultimate fanboy.
Hello.
Megan Beck, the happiest little hobbit in all of Middle-earth.
What's up?
Kyle Moffat, the soon-to-be vampire.
Howdy.
And our special guest this week, Sharon Wong.
Hello.
How are you, Sharon?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
We're fantastic.
Excellent.
And our boss here, John Franz, the film fanatic.
Yes.
Our boss. Name.
The film file?
What?
I pay you in something other than
that. Oh, whoa. Let's get off to that. It's that type of podcast, is it?
We have a guest.
Don't
think
of
a
podcast.
All right.
Don't worry, they don't ever behave on anyone's accounts.
So we're going to jump right into the truly bloody summer. We only have one episode to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was the season finale of True Blood,
and
season 5.
Did not answer any questions.
It didn't at all, did it? It was like, I don't think, are we sure 100% it was the season finale?
Yeah, it is.
It was, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I was, at the end of it watching it, I was like,
I don't think
that's the end.
Yeah.
I think that somehow it's not the end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, they leave with cliffhangers before they've done that, but not that kind of cliffhanger.
Or nothing
yeah.
is answered.
Like, that's right in the middle. Like, that's like,
Yeah. You sound like Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
But then, like, it was really funny. I was on my Facebook, and True Blood uploaded a picture of Bill when he was spoilers at the end of the episode when he's covered in when he comes out of the puddle of blood, and they named it Billeth.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's pretty cool. That's a nice little playoff.
Clever.
It was those True Blood writers. Jeez,
it was interesting. I watched it with my sister, and we're like, holy fuck, they killed Bill, and Tammy's like, John was right. I'm like, because the whole time we're saying they can't survive without Bill. They can't kill Bill. Yeah, we're like, this isn't the movie Kill, but they can't kill Bill. He's too important. And my rationale is they can't kill Bill because nobody's ready to fill that slot that Bill has on the show yet. Like, nobody's ready to rise up to... If there was somebody underneath that could... Alcide's not ready to rise up to that. Alcide's not a strong enough character.
He's not even supposed to be in the books. He's supposed to be gone eventually.
Really?
But they're not following the books.
Everybody's talking about some queen character or something of hers, so
yeah.
Maybe if he comes in, he could do that, but
they
nobody's ready
yet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can
sure
take
could.
Away from a book to a certain extent, but you can't go and, like, it's one thing to not kill Lafayette,
yeah.
It's completely another to kill Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with Bill, I think he's almost run his course, though.
Really?
Like,
I don't at all. I don't.
I don't really care. Like, I didn't really like Bill in the beginning, but now I just feel like I don't really care about him at all. Like,
no, see, I'm actually, I like Bill as a character. He's so manipulative and so opportunistic. I just love it. Everybody else has their own. He's, like, so opportunistic. That guy, like, clings to every...
You're putting your hands up like you're
clings,
doing a circle
clings.
Jerk or something.
Has the roast started, Megan?
No, John's being a jerk.
He is. I'm getting ready. He's firing up the...
Yeah, you should have heard some of the names he called me in the car. Later.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Said nothing.
What were they? Were they bad?
I believe he called me a slut quite a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Megan, you slut you, really?
That's a compliment.
You only say that because you are a slut.
Well.
But anyway.
What else about the episode?
More True Blood people.
Yeah. Kyle, you're the big True Bloodophile. What
I, Pam and Tara.
Yeah,
I
you guys called it.
Happen.
I fucking don't
I
like
knew.
That.
The way they're looking at each other through the gate when they're like saying stuff, I'm like, something gonna happen right now between them. Like, I think they're gonna kiss. I didn't say it loud because I'm wrong.
And I love Jessica's reaction.
Yeah. She's like,
I knew it. I love that. It's so awesome when she reacted like that. I love Jessica though. I was scared they might kill her off in the season finale. Like, I was a little worried they might do that.
Well, I'm a little worried they might do that in the beginning episode of the next season.
I don't want them to. I really, really, really,
Jessica.
Like Jessica.
She's popular, though. She's a very popular guitar. Oh.
Especially with Jason being like, oh, I would never date a vampire. Like, what the hell happened there? If that fairy did something to him, that's
he
foul.
Did. He fucked up. That's because he can see his parents.
Yeah.
But he can't. That's not them. They're
No. He can see...
like hallucinations.
A projection of his parents that he's that is
but the question is it coming from an outside source
or is it coming from eternal?
Heads?
Yeah, it
yeah.
might be the devil's own issue.
Yeah.
Because he didn't like vampires to begin with, but then he liked Jessica, which sucks. Because I like him and Jessica together as a couple.
Me too.
Yeah. And we all met in Lafayette this weekend except for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll live for Sharon.
How about how they ended it? Like, I have no idea what's going to happen with Pam, Tara, Eric. They're like, meet us upstairs, we'll meet you up there. What happened when they got up there? I have no idea. They go up the elevator, that's it. There's so many questions. Like, I have so
Can
many.
I say probably my favorite part of the episode, though, was when Sam flew into Bitch's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
and,
that was awesome.
Like, grew and made her explode.
Oh, that
yeah.
He killed that friggin' Texas bitch or whatever
yeah.
she was. I hated her.
Because
yeah.
it's so funny. She's
what happened to Steve Newland? What happened to Steve Newland?
He ran away.
He ran away.
And what's going on in the show is, do you notice that like she's got like the Texas accent and there's Steve Newland and there are all these vampires and they're supposed to be really powerful but they're all like American pretty much. So they're new.
Yeah.
It's not like they're from France or whatever where they could potentially be older.
See, I don't think Russell's the only one, but I don't think many of them were from. Well, I think a lot of them were, like, transplanted there and had lived there for so long, they kind of...
They're immigrants.
Took it on. Took on the accent of the area.
The one lady didn't have an American accent. The one that Bill killed.
Solange
she
or whatever
drank the poison
name is.
She drank the blood and it was poisoned.
He's an opportunistic bastard, he is, but that's what's great about it.
I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I want to know what he is now. Like,
because
he
died.
Well, he totally blew up and then, like, rebuilt himself.
Well, then there's also the fact of, like,
that's awesome.
Next season with, like, okay, fine, he's basically taken down the whole
authority. The authority's gone, our vampire's
going to
run.
But there's still the, like, thing going on where everyone's trying to, what was it, they had to make 3 new vampires each?
Yeah,
year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm just
that's still happening.
Like,
there's a lot of vampires going on in the world, and then the government. That guy got killed.
Yeah, the government just came after them too. You're right.
What did everyone think of Russell's death?
The witch.
I thought it was very
quick.
It was just not good. Anticlimactic, I think, is what I would say.
Yeah.
But I have a question. He lit up.
Because
right.
he had the fairy blood in him.
Was that the fairy blood?
I think it was the fairy blood.
I think that it's the fairy blood, because I think the point of the fairy blood is that it's filled with lights. And that's what they're trying to represent there.
Because, like,
he just drank that super big fairy. And he got zapped by all the fairies. Remember that Bill grabbed him and...
Yeah.
But like,
not Bill, sorry, Eric grabbed him.
He wasn't staked yet, and he lit up. He's like, whoa. He said something, and I thought, okay, wow, what's happening? Like, I think he's going to... But then Eric staked him, because Eric's like, oh, it felt so good to stake him.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't even look like he staked him.
Did he stake him from the front?
Well, it's like the whole thing where, you know, in the movies or TV shows where I could sit here and I could shoot you in the face right now and you'd still have your closing line before you died. Like, it's not realistic, but they write it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John.
Anyway.
What were my thoughts on it? I think it was a little... Yeah,
anticlimactic
is probably the best word. It was just like, you have this great villain, and he just went out so quick at the beginning of an episode, and it was too bad.
I didn't think he was that great a villain. I never liked Russell that much. Like,
who cares about your opinion?
I care. I like Russell.
I'm joking.
Megan,
chill
continue
out.
with your thoughts.
I don't even remember what it is now because John's gonna get beat up later. Anyway. He's trying to pick a fight with me tonight, Jason.
He's starting it. Yeah, it's gonna be you and him tonight. I'm gonna be sitting back watching. I'm not fighting.
Bitch.
See, completely uncalled for.
It was
completely uncalled for.
We need to bang the gavel. Order.
The sexy whip cracker.
That could be my job. Okay. What are we on to next, John? I think that's our.
And no one else has anything more to say about True Blood. This is this never happened.
Well, it was a season that ended in a way that there's not much to talk about.
It was a weird ending. Yeah.
I really, really liked the whole like gun battle and the vampires blowing up.
I liked that. I liked there were a lot of death, and that's what Nelson Ellis
but
said. There was going to be a lot of death, but none of the main characters died. Like,
it wasn't any like really.
It was all characters that I figured were going to die.
Yeah.
Nobody died that was one of the characters that was from a season before. The only one that I thought
Russell,
might.
That's it.
Yeah, but yeah, Russell's. I thought Russell was going to die, and I thought maybe Luna was going to die, but she didn't die.
Well, I think she might still. That's the point where they left off, right?
She's got her daughter, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, but, you know.
Oh, what, Steve Newland might come and stop her.
Well, she only said on the TV, remember? She's like, they're holding vampires, like, they're doing this. And
well,
blah.
She's still weak from the last time when she got shot, and then the last time
she's
transforming.
And now
she's sick.
The news lady, as she transforms from Steve Newland to the girl, she's like staring at the TV, like, what?
She, like, throws up, and, like,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Turns into the girl.
What do you guys think about the fairy birthing scene?
It was funny. It was hilarious. She had an orgasm. She had an orgasm as she birthed. She's like,
four babies.
Yeah, she had four babies.
And then she's gone. It's your responsibility to make sure at least half of them make it into adulthood.
Yeah,
it was,
she left them with the father who is irresponsible.
So does that technically mean that those kids would be like sucky? Like
I guess
hybrid?
So. I think that there's a possibility. Like Jason
could
like
be full fairies.
Race.
Yeah.
I don't think they could be full fairies.
No, right? A fairy and fairy have to do it.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
If that's possible. Didn't they say they have a hard time reproducing now?
Maybe, yeah.
With each other? I felt like I said that in an episode.
I don't know. So? Yeah.
That's all.
It should be interesting next year because we get the conclusion of what happened, but it did leave on a huge cliffhanger. I think much different than previous years because it was kind of like, you're like, it should be the next episode. Like, what happened should...
Well,
just weird.
Like I've said all along, the season was very... Like, there was really... There was no payoff anywhere, really.
And I was hoping so that you'd be wrong about that the whole time, because I like it when you're wrong.
But I was right.
But you weren't right about Bill dying yet.
Well, I was kind of half right on that one. So far, anyway, unless they explain it in some weird way.
You can't be half right about death, I'm sorry.
Sure you can. Actually, Bill's already technically dead.
Oh, he is, so is Tara now.
So Bill did die.
See, I'm not happy with that, but yeah, the true death. You know what I was mad about when Mac from Veronica Mars died?
I was pissed
because I'm like, honestly, Bill, you fucking did. I loved her as a character, and why couldn't they just throw her in a cell?
Really?
Why
you like Stallone?
No, it wasn't
the girl that the computer geeked with. Yeah, I liked her.
Okay, gotcha.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she
I liked her as a character. I would have liked to see her more so
in the future.
Yeah.
I agree.
When she got staked, she was like, fuck you. I loved her.
Yeah, I mean,
of course
they
freaking killed her, because I liked her.
Yeah,
but
she was one of the interesting new characters that came in the show.
She's fun to watch.
I hate
it,
honestly.
The show, like,
everybody from The Authority... I hated except for Roman, he got killed early.
Yeah.
And then this girl gets killed. I don't like Nora.
Yeah.
And I don't like
Nora's still alive.
I don't like her.
Think.
I heard something about them trying to like cut back to the base characters next.
That's what
Nelson.
I always say Nissan.
It's not a car.
But then like who are the base characters, if you think about it?
Jason.
I mean like there's Jason.
Yeah, you could even argue that Lafayette isn't a
No, are they talking about core characters
well,
from season one?
I think that Lafayette would count, but I'm thinking like Terry and
Terry and Arlene. They
Terry
can
Arlene
die.
Or
Jessica.
Even like
I
Andy
Jessica.
And what's the girl's name that he's dating? I forgot
the
name.
The Waybelflower.
Yeah.
And the Balefire.
What is her name?
I think Andy is kind of a core character, but
she's not because she's new. Nora's new. Sam's a core character because Sam's been there
Luna's
from day
new.
One. Luna's new.
I think they just. I don't know.
I'll
I don't know
see.
How they're going to cut
it's
it back because even some of the new characters though have found like popularity
books.
and people seem to like.
If
some
they killed
of them.
Lafayette, I can see them losing a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't think they should kill Lafayette. I don't think they should kill.
Don't
kill Jason either because Jason is the only human left. Like
yeah.
really,
other than Arlene and Terry.
But fuck Arlene and Terry, I hate them. They get, don't keep those two and kill Jason.
I agree.
Arlene's good as comic relief.
But
you
nothing
know,
more.
But nothing,
yeah.
I don't really like her for more than comic relief.
Alright, that's it for the Truly Bloody Summer.
For the season.
For the season. That was our last segment of it until next June.
Yeah, and we've had, what, 3, I think? 4, maybe?
Or July.
But don't worry, I'm
air.
Sure Kyle and I will find a way to bring it up before then.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about True Blood to some capacity.
We'll talk about when they get new cast members and stuff, like, because they're going to do that throughout
It's been renewed,
the year.
Hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's been
season
renewed.
6 has been renewed. It's a popular HBO show, and not just like, it's popular in sales. It's probably popular in merchandise sales.
Yeah, well...
DVDs, the DVDs still sell really well.
How much
well
was the bottle of
True
Blood at the Expo, John?
Well, $8 a bottle.
Yeah.
The most
yeah.
expensive
yeah.
one we saw.
How was it? How was it?
Yeah.
You guys drank
it's all right.
It was good.
It was like
yeah.
orange bottle,
really.
Really
sweet.
Really, but
yeah.
Really sweet.
Yeah.
It's blood orange, so it's like...
Yeah.
It was good, though. I liked it.
All right, now we're going to talk about our top 10 scientist
wow.
characters list.
Let our guests
Everyone.
Go first.
Yes,
Sharon, you're up. You're quiet. We're going
to
pick on you now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, start from 10 and then go down to 1.
As to who my favorite scientists are?
Yes. John set up this week's list.
I see.
He set up what it is.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's why it was lame. Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay.
Basically... The list is characters from TV, movies, books, games, whatever, that are scientists to some capacity, whether or not, you know, they are in lab coats or not. But, yeah, so that's how we're going to start. If Sharon would like to go, or you can pass for now if you want, so we can be
pass.
yeah, I think I'll pass. I'll let you guys lead.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I have a horrible list, so I'm going to do it right now. Get it over with, Kyle. All right. So, in no particular order, because I didn't organize them, I'm going to go Poison Ivy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, she was a scientist.
She was a botanist.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, right? Plants, study plants.
Yeah, that's true.
Jack Skellington. He was technically a scientist. He did all those experiments to figure out why Christmas was so popular.
What?
Well, I think the other guy with the brain and the head.
No, he got all the stuff. He's like, I have to do an experiment. So he knows chemistry at least. So it's got to be one of the scientists.
Jack Skellington. Yeah, he was testing
Nightmare
things out.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay.
This
What's
one,
this?
I think she's a scientist. She like teaches them, so she's got to be Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
Well, she's just a magical lady.
Nice.
And then, of course, I have Bill Nye, the science guy.
Is he real?
He's an actual scientist,
yeah.
But he's not a character.
He's on
a
TV show.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
So I'll let it pass.
Score one for Kyle.
Yeah.
You're
this
sure
guy, I can't remember his name. I just know that I liked him, and he was the doctor from Piranha, the new Piranha movie. He was in the Back to the Future and everything. What is his name, the actor?
Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
Fan Expo, remember?
But you picked his character from Piranha?
Yeah, I liked him in Piranha.
He was in it for like 2 seconds.
He was in both of them.
I liked him more than I did when I was in the Back to the Future. I mean, Back to the Future was really good, but I liked how stupid he was in Piranha.
Oh!
He was pretty
Piranha!
Okay, so then I have William Bell from Fringe. Because
he
freaking can travel across the dimensions, the two worlds, and like only blow up at the very end when he has to save them. Walter Bishop. Just like so
oh, William
fun.
Bell. Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were
William
talking about
Walter.
No, that's No.
I don't know
who he is now. It just dawned on me. I'm like, wait a minute. That's Leonard Nimoy he's talking about. I thought he was talking about Walter. And
no,
said blow up
Walter
the end.
Is
like,
on my list. But
I'm like, shit, man. Did you spoil season 4 for me?
No. You've seen season two, right?
That's I'm season three. I'm waiting for four to come in.
Okay.
Four's out now.
Yeah, I ordered it on Amazon.
Next, I have, I can't remember his last name, so I put Alan from Jurassic Park.
Alan Grant.
Alan Grant, the paleontologist.
Ooh. Which one? What's the actor is he?
Sam Neill.
Okay,
Sam
I don't know the characters. I watched Jurassic Park. I don't remember the character names. I know there's him and Jeff Goldblum, who's
Ian Malcolm.
Yeah.
And
then this
John
one,
is our resident
Jurassic
Park
fan.
Fucking lover. He sucks it off.
Okay. So the next guy, I'm pretty sure everyone will have on their list. I have Dexter from Dexter's Lab. And the little kids show.
She loves it. Yes.
See that? I read that. I was like, fucking. I forgot that's a kid's show.
Yeah.
I'm like Dexter from Dexter. I'm like Dexter's a fucking forensics guy.
Kay.
He's not a scientist.
Last but not least, Dexter from the TV show.
Fuck
Dexter.
Yeah.
He's a blood splatter analyst.
Analyst.
I can't say that word, but blood splatter analyst.
Okay.
There we go. He studies the blood drops.
That's considered a scientist.
Someone
was
stabbed. Oh yeah, that's a scientist.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a scientific. It's
forensic scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's my list.
Megan.
Jason.
I'm
Jason, go.
I'm not really a scientist, man, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. At least I made somebody's list.
Anytime.
Fuck, let me open my iPhone here, people. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Jason has an iPhone now, in case anyone didn't know.
Yes, in
okay,
case
I'm
you didn't
know.
Okay,
I'm going to do my list now.
Do your list
now. John, give me your phone.
What?
Which is where I did my list.
Okay, and I'll do mine
in
then.
In the car on
okay.
the way here.
I will do my list then, Megan.
I have it ready now, though.
Why don't you fuck
okay,
off
just go.
My phone's gonna freeze up again.
Mostly to annoy you, but
well, I'm doing mine.
I'm sure it works.
Number 10, Dr. Walter Bishop from Fringe. Fuck you, Megan.
And my number 10 is Dexter from Dexter's Lab.
So we're gonna go back and forth.
My number 9, wait a minute, why am I in John's?
The listeners are gonna hate us if we do that.
Go, Megan, because
no,
I'm on
totally
John's.
Kidding. Okay, I'll go. Dexter, mine's no particular order as well, because I did it in the car on the way here on John's phone. I have Peter Parker, because technically he's a scientist. Walter Bishop.
Fuck me, I should have went first. Everybody's going to take my people.
Lainey from Castle. She's the scientist who takes apart the bodies afterwards. Urkel. Because he's Urkel.
As in
Steve? As
in Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Does he get to be a scientist because he's a geek?
He's a scientist. He built this stupid little car that he drives, and he made the machine that turns him into Mr. Cool, and he's a freaking scientist, okay? Scully. The Nutty Professor. Ross from Friends. Sheldon Cooper. And Leonard from Big Bang Theory.
All right, Jason, go.
Okay, as I said previously, Walter Bishop from Fringe. Both versions, Walter and Walternate. I like them both. Number 9, Dr. Dana Scully from The X-Files.
Scully.
I was about to sneeze or something. My nose did
sneeze
there.
Dr. Just
Dana
sounded like
Scully.
Elvis Presley.
Number 8, Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Number 7, this is the one that Sharon's going to try to debate, Anakin Skywalker. From Star Wars.
Yeah, well, he was an
he
inventor.
He fucking created, he created C-3PO.
Yeah.
He created C-3PO. C-3PO, it would be, if somebody created a cyborg, would they not be a scientist? They're making this, the whole thing, or they gotta create everything. He's a scientist.
I would think you have to.
Computer science is, would it not be?
Or physics.
You would consider someone like Da Vinci a bit of a scientist too, and he was like, he created like.
Or Galileo,
yeah,
or anybody like
but
that.
He,
yeah.
But he really, like, he like figured out how the wind moved.
He made a pod
and
racer and he made C-3PO, okay? So he's a scientist. Number 9, Dr. Henry Hank Pym from Marvel Comics. He created the Pym Particles and Ultron. Number 9, Dr. Bruce Banner. He's the world's leader in gamma radiation. Number 4, Dr. Reed Richards. Is Reed Richards a scientist, John?
Yes, he is.
Number 3, Winifred Fred Burkle from Angel. She is your lab coat wearing scientist from Angel. She's awesome. Number 2, Tony Stark. Is Tony Stark a scientist, Megan?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And number one, Peter Parker from Spider-Man.
Not from Spider-Man.
No,
he
is
Spider-Man,
but he is from the Spider-Man comics.
Yeah, no. Bring it technical.
Yeah,
right.
If you want to, I'll fucking knock your list now, John. Bring it up.
My top 10 is as follows. Walter Bishop from Fringe at 10.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man. Number 8 is Zoidberg from Futurama.
I'm a doctor.
Futurama, so.
Number 7 is Dexter from Dexter's Lab. Number 6 is The Brain from Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, yeah.
He counted? I would have put him on my list.
Number 5, Dr. Emmett Brown from Back to the Future. Number 4, Dr. Alan Grant from Jurassic Park.
Ah, of course.
Number 3, Scully from The X-Files. Number 2, Bunsen and Beaker from The Muppets.
Meep.
And number 1, Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
So Spidey makes 3 of the list right there.
Yeah, well, he's a great scientist. Kyle's always the one going against the grain. Never
I got poison ivy.
That's true.
And what?
My list, I don't have any particular order, and I'm not good with names, so you guys will have to help me fill in the blanks here. No particular order. We've got Dr. Fox from the Batman.
Lucius Fox from Batman
Fox,
that
okay.
John did not have on his fucking
Ooh.
List.
I don't love Lucius, though, like, crazy.
Batman.
Like
Who gave Batman all his toys?
Cool
yes,
gadgets.
I know.
Who gave
but,
his toys?
Ooh. Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Oh, is that that actor?
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. There we go.
That actor.
He gave his toys.
Even Megan knows who that is.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't know actors.
She liked the movie more than I did.
Fuck Batman,
sticking with that,
right?
The James Bond movie. There's always that scientist who gives
Q.
Bond the really cool
Q
gadget.
Is his
Isn't
name.
Q just the girl that
no.
gives him the missions?
That's M.
Oh, it's M, okay.
Okay. I don't remember, again, don't know the character name. Q. He's so cool with the gadget.
Q is his name.
In terms of movies, I keep thinking this crazy mess scientist, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that movie. The dad.
Oh,
the dad,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a
Rick
crazy
Moranis.
Guy.
Yeah.
Thank you. That
yeah, that's the actor's name. I don't
yeah,
know what
the
character's
actor.
Name
I don't
is.
I don't know the character's name, but I can see him wearing his stupid hat, and
yeah.
he's running around going, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah.
A good one. And a character, a real person, Jay Ingram, from the Discovery's Your Daily Science, Daily Planet.
Yeah, I think
he's definitely a major scientist. From books and comics, I forgot Dexter, of course. He's definitely on my list, for sure. He's
from
so
Dexter,
awesome.
The blood splatter?
The blood splatter.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. His name was Wayne Szalinski.
That's right.
Oh.
And in
the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude.
Who else do I have? For book characters, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a pretty cool
that's
choice.
Yeah. I like
yes.
that one.
He's about
There's Beast from
X-Men. Oh, I almost put him on my list.
Hank
yeah.
McCoy almost
He's,
made my list too,
yeah.
but he didn't. He's a great scientist.
He
yeah.
is a really brainy scientist. And then Grisham from CSI. He's definitely brainy scientist there. And two more book references. There's a forensic coroner, medical, I think it's her title, top medical coroner, series by Patricia Cornwell. The main character's name is Kay Scarpetta.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very nice series there. And the other one I have would be Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Him and always,
I didn't even think about Sherlock Holmes. But
got,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
A lot of interesting experiments he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good list.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
I think we should ask Sharon a little bit about her geekiness.
My geekiness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I qualify to be
How do you qualify to be on 4 Geeks and a Pizza?
My geekiness. Besides my love of reading, I put in my time playing WoW. I think that definitely qualifies right there. Thank you very much.
Guild Wars 2 is better.
But I was guild master in my own
So she's like double. Like, this is a double threat right here.
Yes. I have my multiple EVs. I ran my instances. Yes, I could geek speak it.
I'm not even an AD.
Really?
I just, the game just came
started.
Out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me some time.
I don't know.
But the fuck's an 80?
80. Level 80.
Oh.
80.
Oh, I thought
Max.
You were saying I'm an AE, and I'm like, I'm trying to go through all my friggin' knowledge and everything.
I wish I could have seen your face, and they're probably like,
I'm going through all my stuff that I knew from Dungeons and Dragons, that, and I'm like, what the hell? I can't. What is an AE? You know.
That's a good one, Mr.
Yeah.
Jason. Well done.
Well
done.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm impressed.
So what little TV
show.
Shows do you watch? What TV shows do you
TV
watch?
Shows
movies?
I've got Dexter. I like the CSI. Though I'll watch CSI LA for sure. I'll sometimes do Miami if I have to. Don't ask me to watch.
Is that Horatio?
Yeah, Horatio's torturous as it is. Don't ask me to sit through New York. I'm sorry.
Looks like
I've seen one or two episodes and they're all
the
same.
He died on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's horrible.
Glasses.
He puts the sunglasses on.
But he has sunglasses on underneath.
Well.
Your dad's not gonna like
my
that.
My dad loves
your dad
it. That's my dad's
him.
Favorite character, and I'm like, come on, his one-liners.
He just has
well,
to.
This is a horse
stop.
Of another
yeah.
color.
To say.
Yeah.
That extra sentence.
Oh, horrible. Horrible movies. Movie wise.
Oh, movie wise. There's some of the weather shows, not shows, but movies where it's like big storms and
like
you've
Twister,
got, like
and
Twister,
Perfect Storm,
Perfect Storm, yeah, some, or
Poseidon. No, that was a road wave.
Remember, Twister was the first movie that taught my brother to swear.
Well, that's a different.
He heard someone say like shit or bitch or something, and he kept saying it for like a week after that.
So, did you like The Day After Tomorrow?
That one I think I did, yes.
I liked that one too.
Yeah.
I really
liked that movie. Messed me up when I went to the theater to see it.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
And then it was like freezing and the world froze. And
yeah.
I walked outside, it was sunny, beautiful sunny. I'm like expecting it to be wintertime,
yeah.
right? And I walk out and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're not in the middle of winter. It's a summer blockbuster movie, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that movie a lot.
I enjoyed it too. I like that. I like those kind of disaster
what about
films.
Knowing? It kind of had something to do with the atmosphere.
Knowing.
I didn't see that one.
It was a stupid
yeah.
movie. It was a stupid movie. Don't see it.
I haven't seen a lot of movies in recent
It's Nicolas Cage.
It's a Cage movie, really?
Yeah, so don't
I
see it.
I saw a whole bunch of Cage movies up until about 2000, and I was like, nope, enough.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Face
yeah.
Off.
Was don't bother.
Season of the Witch was the last one to get
Except
to
for
change.
Kick-Ass. Yeah. You can watch Kick-Ass.
Also, the one with the Sorcerer's Apprentice. I like that one.
I didn't see that.
Sorry.
I liked it.
I liked Jay Baruchel, too, but I just didn't, I don't know. I didn't watch him.
Is he the little nervous kid?
Yes, he is. I was twitching like Jay Baruchel.
I'm doing a press number, man.
Yeah. He is. He's
I don't know if you get his voice quite right.
He's Canadian, too, and he is from Undeclared, which was
yeah.
a Judd Apatow show.
A what?
Yeah.
Judd Apatow show.
I thought you told John to shut up.
Shut up. I will tell John to shut up, but no. Judd Apatow.
All right, we should move on.
Yes.
We're going to talk about our thoughts on Fan Expo this year. Very quickly. Anyone have any, you know?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you?
I had a great time this year. And I find it weird that people have been complaining online about how bad it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, they're bitching.
Like,
haters gotta hate, okay?
I got an email saying that Fan Expo said that was their best year ever. That was their best year yet at Fan Expo.
It
I
was.
Guess, like,
it
was
an awesome.
Show
oh yeah, it was an awesome.
Saturday was freaking nuts.
Yeah, it was. It was. It
Holy
was insane.
Crap.
And there was a lot. Saturday is what people are complaining about. Not a, none of
yeah,
the other
but,
days. It's Saturday. You
okay.
don't expect
had,
that though.
I saw people complaining about overpriced food. I'm like, what public event
yeah.
do you ever go to that doesn't have overpriced food?
Yeah. They're gonna
charge you $50 for an autograph. They should charge you a little less for food.
No.
So
you don't pay $50
no.
for food.
That's
though.
Not the, that's not what the venue. It's
like,
what those people set it at.
That's
yeah.
why we started to bring peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like
last year.
Or like lineups.
Yeah.
Or you know, like you're going to a crowded place, there's gonna be lineups.
You're
yeah.
waiting for things, you're gonna have lineups, but you know what it is? It's today's instant gratification society.
Yeah.
People want to show up and get it. Like that. You guys go to movies, we have the same assholes that go to movies. I line up and wait for my seat. You have the same assholes that come in on these new seats while the credits, while the movie's about to start.
Yeah.
Oh, you see those seats there? Yeah, these two prime seats are waiting for you. Nobody else took them, you fucking dicks. I hate no, no, that's a huge pet peeve of mine because I go early to movies to make sure. If I want a good seat, I go
yeah.
early.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially on opening night. But the same thing, the Fan Expo. If you want something that bad, you want to be in there to go see, like, Gillian Anderson or somebody's or John Barrowman's Q&A. You wait in line. You sacrifice things. I sacrificed so much on Saturday just to get my photo ops. Like, I sacrificed a lot. I missed out on seeing the Walking Dead panel. I missed out on the True Blood guy panel. I missed out on James Marster and the Buffy panel. I missed, like, almost everything on the Saturday because I wanted to get pictures taken. I made that choice. I'm not complaining to Fan Expo that they, you know, ruined my experience. I made that choice to not go to them. The James Marsters one, I'm kind of pissed they put it in the hall they did. Because it was, you were in that one, right?
Yeah.
It was a small hall. They put it in the smaller room.
Yeah.
And what pissed me off is I had seats held in there. Joey held seats.
I held
seats.
Yeah,
you and Joey, right?
Yeah.
You and Joey held seats.
But it was... I thought it was a lot better organized this year than it.
Oh, I agree.
Has
the
been.
Photo ops were fucking perfect. I got to get
well,
my
except
picture.
For the lineup
on Saturday.
On Saturday, right?
But you
yeah,
know what?
But
you know what? They made up for that on Sunday. The room
yeah.
They had our room on Sunday. They had everybody organized by person. You'd go up, get your picture. Me and my sister were in. We got a picture printed. I got a picture framed all within like 15 minutes. It was perfect.
Yeah, and.
And there were awesome guests
this
year.
There was really awesome guests.
Nelson Ellison was so nice.
Nelson Ellis was
yeah,
great.
Ellis, yeah.
Nissan
Juliet
Ellis.
Juliet Landau. I got to hang out with Juliet Landau. She was so nice.
Drew from Buffy.
Yeah.
She was incredibly
so
nice.
Buffy, yeah.
Same was James Marsters. And
yeah,
I actually
great.
Really liked John Carpenter's Q&A.
And
me too.
And Kyle. What about John Barrowman? Let's just talk about that. We just
oh
got to devote some time to John Barrowman.
More
now.
John Barrowman.
I didn't get to go to his Q&A.
Yeah, but what about him? You went
oh,
to his picture.
I went
yeah.
to his picture, and he rubbed my chest and said he enjoyed it. And he pinched my nipple when I was
yes.
leaving. Because I was like, yeah, I'm enjoying it too. Because like, the guy's taking the picture, I was like, oh, I have to fix the lighting. Hold on. So like, we're just standing there, and that's when I said it. And after I took the picture, I was like, well, here's this to the road. Pinched
hey.
My nipple.
And you liked that, did you?
Oh, I was like... You're for an old guy. You're good looking.
He's not that old.
He's 48. He's 45.
Still, that's not that old.
Good for his age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look good for his age.
He's a hunk. He's a hunky guy. I don't.
Pants
he
are
was
fit
a stud.
Nice.
He held me, Megan.
I know, Jason.
He held me.
Held me.
He held me.
For,
he held
for
me.
2 minutes and
longer.
He had his, no.
And he
no,
did
no.
this.
Yeah, he might have did that kind of foolish stuff, but he had his
he
arm around me.
He
looked at he commented on my costume. He said I look good in it. He
I thought you
were
saying something totally different for a second. He commented on my costume.
Yeah. If you would have seen that, he would have commented on that too.
Well, that's
no.
lovely.
He doesn't have an accent. What was that?
I thought he was English.
How is that lovely?
Isn't he English?
He's Scottish,
no.
but American.
Okay.
He can go back and he can go between the two accents. So he was a great guest. He like did, was the lineup for the photo op like laughing. Like my lineup for the photo op, everybody I'm like, this is a fucking party. People were like all laughing
yeah.
and everything when they were in there. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to look through the thing to see what's going on
yeah.
in there. Then when I got up, I saw what the party was.
Yeah, he was really friendly, really, really outgoing, easy to talk to.
Yeah.
But I saw an interview with him too, and he's like, yeah, he's like, I love going to these things. He's like,
yeah.
I always hear about people complaining, like, oh, I have to go do signing and take pictures. He's like, I love doing it. The chance to meet the fans, the ones who are going to be going
there. He's a good guy. He was a good guest.
Sounds like a good sport.
He's a good guy. I had like a man crush on him before. He like added to it. He's that cool.
And now you're like infatuated with him.
Oh,
it's not even a crush.
I'm going to go start going around and touring wherever John Barrowman goes.
You're like, I'm not gay, but please just take me. Just ravage me.
Did you see his boyfriend?
No.
You haven't seen pictures?
Oh,
yeah,
I thought
you
seen
a picture of his boyfriend.
But they're not really good photos, and I don't like his hair.
No, she's got like
it's like parted down the middle and the little curl.
He's British.
Ugh.
He's British. Scott,
John Barrowman's gonna hear this and he's gonna be like, "Why did I
no,
love that
no,
guy's nipple?"
John Barrowman. He's gonna hear this and he's gonna be like, "I need to hang out with this Kyle guy because he's funny."
Well, if it makes him feel any better, look at John's hair.
Wow, that was good.
Anyway.
I like that one.
No comment.
Anyway,
Kyle has to remain.
Quickly, let's talk about the news. Any brand, any news? In
yeah,
the
Sons of Anarchy starts soon. Yeah,
I have news.
What?
Ready? This is
oh,
what I'll
okay.
be telling you about
okay.
Jason. I don't think you'll be like, oh my god, but I think you'll be excited. So, Sims 3 Supernatural is coming out this Tuesday, September 4th.
Yes.
They just made an announcement. There's a new expansion pack coming out in November. Sims 3 Seasons. Yes.
Oh, to
finally.
Live through fucking Christmas. Yeah, yeah,
snow,
yeah.
Snow,
wow.
Rain, fall.
About time they
beaches,
fucking do that.
Tanning, you can get burnt. Like, it's gonna be so
that's fucking awesome.
Awesome.
What if you're a vampire? You're gonna get fucking. That is fucking cool.
Getting yourself a little worked up there.
Kyle
is so
tight. Fans, yeah.
And for news, I guess I should have spit this out. I know since I was talking about how Guild Wars 2 is better than World of Warcraft. Guild Wars 2 came out on Tuesday. I had a head start, so I've been playing it for a few days before that.
Yes.
I have let everyone know it is probably like the best MMO I have ever played.
Right.
And I need everybody who doesn't have it to at least try it. You only pay once, and it's free for the month. You don't have to pay monthly fees.
Okay.
And it's like awesome. Awesome!
Man,
I love
go ahead
it.
And
I thought
everyone
how much I love it. And the graphics are just like perfect.
How was that game at Fan Expo? Justified?
Injustice?
Right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell anybody
Injustice
that.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I put up on the website the video game Injustice Gods Among Us, and that's, like, it's made by the same people who just made the newest Mortal Kombat games, the one that, like, kicked ass, and they made this one, and it's just superheroes. They're DC superheroes.
Okay.
So they had a demo playing at
Fan
Expo. So I played Nightwing, I played The Flash, and I played...
Batman,
yeah. And so, like, I fought Paul, and so he picked characters, and it is... Our friend Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. It
My
doesn't
Paul.
Come out until 2013, so that was, like, definitely a work in progress, like, crazy. And it looked amazing, and it played, like, perfectly.
Would you purchase
so,
it?
I'm going to pre-order it.
Yeah?
I'm pre-ordering it. I'll get the collector's edition if they have one. I don't care. That game looks awesome.
So that's
good.
Why it was a big gaming. It was a big gaming fan expo. Like it was a
this
big year. So
really
for Kyle, like for
that,
Kyle,
yeah.
It would have been good because like
Paul and I
gaming
like,
section was huge.
Justice.
And you would have liked the dancing thing. I almost got up there and danced.
Yeah,
just dance four. I almost got up there and danced, but I couldn't.
A Skrillex song was on Just Dance.
Oh
yeah, I could hear it playing.
Any other news in the media or in the? Books, TV.
Subdomatic is coming on soon. I'm excited.
Yeah, lots of shows are coming back. American Horror Story.
I've been watching
Once
Upon a Time. I watched the first couple of episodes. I bought the season at HMV. That's our HMV.
Can I borrow it when you're done?
Are you going to freaking give it back to me?
Maybe.
I don't trust. No, you're not getting it then.
Can you burn me some copies of Doctor Who?
You want to see Doctor Who?
I
want to
watch Doctor Who.
Fuck, that one's going to download.
Then I'm
going to
borrow
it.
No one
after
told
you.
Me.
I
was a really cute redhead.
You mean
oh, Amy
no.
Pond? That's
no
my sister dressed up
that.
As.
Amy Pond? Lydia
yeah.
Pond?
No
Megan,
one told
I
me
think
that.
You mean can you
like,
legally
like,
download
him back? I would watch him earlier.
She's going to die soon. Anyway.
Right, Megan? That's what you meant.
No.
I think
like,
Amy's leaving.
Okay.
You meant can you legally download and burn me?
Yes. Legally download and burn me.
Yes, from iTunes. Thank you.
Or some
but
other.
But anyway, as, yeah, Doctor Who, the new episode's fucking out. Season 7 started.
Well, I can't. I haven't watched season 1.
Doctor Who.
All right.
John doesn't watch Doctor Who.
That
TV.
Is
fucking
the
John.
End of our mini-sode, which actually ran longer and...
Well, thank you,
yeah.
Everybody. Thank you.
That was
here.
Pretty cool, though. It was a good
special thanks to Sharon for being
nice.
Our guest.
Yes, thank you, Sharon.
Thank
you were fantastic.
Yes.
And
John was horrible as usual.
Well, because Zing's going through. This should be an interesting.
You know what? I do all the fucking planning. I don't have to be good on the show.
Fucking planning. 000 intro music. 005 introduction. 00 15 whatever.
Yeah. He puts a lot of work into those little like sheets that he sends to us every week just to get us going. I think it's I like it.
Except none of us ever read those little
Yeah,
sheets.
Exactly. Yeah,
I do.
I do. I usually print them out, but
you don't even read you don't even listen to the podcast
I,
after
I
don't
think I open the email.
Probably.
You're a dick.
I totally
yeah,
open
yeah,
the email.
Shut up.
I
yeah.
gotta save these jokes right now. I gotta save them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm stopping talking.
That's all for Four Geeks and a Pizza for now. We'll see you on our next full episode.
When is that going to be?
Well,
don't.
There's a special one coming up tonight, which is considered a full episode, even though it's going to be the
Christ,
same length
really?
Probably as this one.
Too much time.
But we will definitely catch you on the flip side.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.